Welcome to Season 10, Episode 2, the International Guitar Festival in Dallas, Texas. Oh, man. I have been wanting to go to that for years. You hear me? That's been a bucket list item on my list for years. I've been wanting to go. And I finally got to go. That's right. The first weekend in May, I got to go. I was hoping to go with my youngest son. I wanted to take him to go with me because he's still into guitars and stuff. But he couldn't go due to him having to stay home with the kids because his wife had a previous event. And my other son that plays, he was at work. So he wasn't in. He works offshore. So I didn't think I was going to get to go. I had been saving for a good while to go to this thing. When I had to sell the vehicle, what little bit of money there was left off of that, I put up for that. Specifically to be able to go to that show. I just put it up and I'm like, I'm going to have money to go. This will be the only time I'll be able to do it. And so I'm like, I'm going to hold on to that. And that's what I did. Well, I just sacked it away and held on to it. But I didn't want to go by myself. So I almost didn't go. But at the last minute, I remembered that my buddy, one of my childhood friends, who we played in our first band together, he lives in Plano, Texas, which is not far. He's about 20 minutes away from the festival center there where it was. I dialed him up and I said, hey, man, what are you doing that weekend? He says, I think I got to teach at the School of Rock. I think I'm teaching because he teaches at School of Rock on the weekends. I said, well, see if you can get somebody to take your place, man, because I want to go to the guitar festival and I need to stay at your house. I need a place to stay, but I don't want to go by myself. He said, okay. I said, have you ever been to it? He said, no, I've never been to one, man, but he said, I'd like to go. I'm like, cool. So here we are, two guitar players who played in their first band together and has never been to the guitar show. And we're going to get to go. Man, he found somebody to take his place. And we're like kids in a candy store now. We're like, oh, man, just going crazy. I am wanting to get a GB Bender. That's what I'm going to look for. I'm like, okay, I want to get a GB Bender guitar. Got to have one. Got to have one. But I want to look at everything else, too, man. I mean, like, there's guitar makers there. There's all kinds of, there's parts and pieces and there's rare guitars, different guitars and all this stuff. And I just want to, you know, check all this stuff out. So I get to go head on up. Back, I left Friday after the morning show. And when I got there, got up that evening or that afternoon, and man, he took me to a steakhouse. Said, man, we'll go have a steak tonight. I'm like, yeah, bro, that's cool. He said, I'm treating. I'm like, okay, that's cool too. So there's a steakhouse up there called Texas. Not Texas Steakhouse. It's just called Texas. It's a serious steak. And good. Here's something that Texas does. I never seen done here in Louisiana, but you do it in Texas. They had a guy who was playing sax and singing and you know, he decided to do the national anthem. I mean, they just set my steak on the table. I'm getting ready to put my knife, you know, said check, and I put my knife in it, and then I was getting ready to cut, and then everybody starts standing up. Everybody like stand up. I'm like, I turn around, man, put my hand on my heart over the flag up there, and everybody's standing up. And I'm like, holy moly, man. He said, and my buddy looks at me and says, it's Texas, hoss. He's from Louisiana too. He's from Jennings. So he ain't Texan. He's been living there a bit. He says, it's Texas horse. I'm like, ah, all right. So, which is, I'm totally good with now. I didn't have a problem with it. But I had never seen that before in my entire life. And I'm like, wow. You know, what it reminded me of is basic training, because anytime that happened, we had to do that. It brought back a flashback almost. So sat back down and ate. Oh, man, it was delicious. And it was good. And so went back and chilled out a bit and caught up from the last time that we seen each other, and then talked about, you know, exactly what time we were going to get up and do breakfast and all we were going to do. And it was just guys out, guys day out, you know, the following day, because we were just going to do the guitar thing. And man, by the time I walked through that whole thing, my knee was throbbing. Oh man, concrete all day long. But it was really cool. They had all kind of cool things. Now, what they didn't have was a 1962 Gibson Dove. Those things are really rare. They did not have one of those. I did see a 75. I seen two 75 Gibson Doves, and that was it. Now, they had some older Gibsons, like they had the Country and Western, and they had the J45, and they had, you know, they had some of those. They had, I seen this, a Supra guitar. It was $1,000. I had one, and I just junked it up. I mean, like, I took it apart and used a part for this and a part for that. I didn't think it was worth anything. And it was, now it's $1,000. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. The same exact guitar, white, with the, it was exactly the same. I said, man, look. I said, I can't believe this. If I would have known that then, I'm like, my goodness. You got to be kidding me. And the old PVT6. And here's the thing about the festival. Some people had that stuff. They had their stuff priced really high, like too high, ridiculous. And some people had it priced correctly. So I don't know if the ones that had it priced higher did that so they could haggle, or they did that for the people that didn't know any better. But, I mean, if you look at prices and you look at equipment enough, you know what that stuff goes for. And then some of that stuff was just totally ridiculous. But some of it was, you know, priced correctly. They had some good ones, but I was looking for something specific. So I probably missed a lot of stuff because I was just going through and I was looking for everything specific. So I probably didn't take the time I needed to really look as I should have, because I should have took some time to look in all those boxes of all the spare parts and stuff, because probably could have found some stuff if I took time to look. Because there was a lot of them. They had like the $5 boxes and the dollar boxes and all that kind of stuff. And they had those things. But they had one BG bender there. Just one. And it was a guy that made benders. It was Forrest Lee out of Nashville. He made Johnny Hyland's first B bender. He's made quite a few for a lot of folks. He's pretty connected. And nice guy. Nice, really nice guy. Like I said, I'd been saving up. So I had brought a certain amount. It was all I had. I mean, this is all I had for the show. I was hoping to get one. Had some stuff here to trade. And as I was thinking about it, I knew how much they were going for. And I didn't know if I'd get enough for that. And before I left, I was up in the room. I started praying. And I'm like, you know what? I said, instead of me trying to do all that, I said, yeah, I really pray to God. I said, listen, I didn't say listen. I'm like, you know, I'm praying. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do all that. I said, I'm not going to try to trade, negotiate. I said, this is what I was able to save up. This is what I had. And I said, if you could make it to where I could get one that I want for this, you know, then I'll get it. If not, okay. I'm certainly going to use it for the kingdom. I mean, that's why, you know, that's why I get it, to be able to use it for the kingdom. That's, and that would be the desire of my heart. And it was, and it is. And that's what I would do. And I said, you know, I just trust you, Lord. I'll trust you, and it'll either be there for me or it won't. And I'm good either way. So I'm going to leave all this junk that I bought here, and I'm just going to go with what I have on me. And if I can get it for that, good. And if not, then it's still good. I'm fine with that. Sure enough, he had one guitar that was a double bender, the G and the B. And it was under what I had. And I'm like, whoa, thank you, Jesus. That's how God is. And I said this earlier on too. If you desire something to use for the kingdom, I've never seen him not get it for me. If you're desiring something that's going to be used for his glory, I don't think he can help but get it for you. It's like a, you know, like you do for your kids, you know? I'm sure if something's going to harm you or something, you wouldn't. But I mean, I'm like, to me, that was a God thing. You can't convince me it wasn't. I seen what they go for online. It was way, way under what they go for. It's even less than what I had brought. So I'm like, what a blessing. So I went there specifically to see about getting a GRB bender. And out of all of the guitars there, there was one double bender, GB bender. One. I looked at them all. Looked at every single guitar there. One GB bender, double bender. And yep, it was for me. Think the Lord don't listen to your prayer. When the desire of your heart lines up with his will, I'm telling you, man. And it was for even less than what I had. And this thing plays great. I call it an ugly guitar because I don't think it's that pretty. So, but it's okay. It plays. I'm happy with it. Because I still have to learn. I'm not used to doing a double bender. But I just felt the need to learn. To have one. Something I can use to further the ministry. Say, Hunter, that's crazy. Yeah, maybe so. But the Lord must have put that in my spirit. Because I sure been wanting one. And now I got one. I've already learned to do some cool things with it. Still got to work out some other things with it. But I'm learning to do a few cool things. God is just true to his word. That's all I know. It was a great, great time. A bucket list moment that I was able to do. Got to do it with one of my good friends. Just enjoyed myself. My sister stayed with my wife, so I didn't have to worry about anything. There was no fires to put out. We just had a day. Two guys jamming on guitars, talking guitars, doing the guy thing. I hadn't done that in I don't know how long. And it was just wonderful. No place to be till I was done. I just so had a great time. It was just fantastic. And I thank the Lord for allowing me to have that. And for him making a way for me to get that double bender that I was wanting. I just want to give him thanks. And you see, now whenever I play that guitar out, it's a testimony. It's something I can use to witness with. It's something that I can tell people about Jesus. I can give them the story about the guitar, how I was looking for something specific and how it was the only one there out of all those guitars. It was the only one. And I got it for a price that was unbelievable because God did that. That's how that worked. I get to use it as a testimony. Good stuff right there. Well, I'll leave it there for now. Check me out on the morning show. Check me out on my YouTube channel, TheHunterLogan.com. Also, my website, TheHunterLogan.com. Please subscribe if you haven't already. Call up some folks. Tell them to subscribe, even if they don't want to listen. That's cool. Just help me out and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hey, remember, you want a blessing, be the blessing. I think that really works. I know it works. I'll see you.